AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a U.S. aviator has been rescued. President Trump has also vowed to strike on Iran's infrastructure if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened by tonight, Washington time.
The U.S. airman whose plane went down in Iran has been extracted from the country following an intense search and rescue. President Trump posting he's injured but in stable condition following the downing of his F-15E Strike Eagle Friday. Iran says that mission involved a firefight with the U.S. where planes were destroyed. Meanwhile, Trump vowing to strike Iran's infrastructure, including power plants and bridges, if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened by Tuesday so oil tankers can get through. In an expletive-filled post on Truth Social, he writes the country would be living in hell if the waterway is not opened, ending his post with praise be to Allah. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. and Israeli strikes in Iran killed more than 25 people today. Meanwhile, Iran launched strikes on Israel and its Gulf Arab neighbors. Damage was reported in several cities in Israel. In other news, Savannah Guthrie is coming back to NBC's Today Show later today for the first time in more than 2 months since her mother's disappearance. Guthrie acknowledged she's a changed person and that it's hard to go forward not knowing what happened to her mother, Nancy Guthrie, who authorities believe was taken against her will from her home in Arizona. Despite an intense search involving thousands of federal and local officers and volunteers, there's been no sign of the 84-year-old since she was reported missing February 1st. The Artemis II spacecraft is set to swing around the moon today. The four astronauts plan to take pictures of the moon and then return to Earth on Friday. UCLA won its first NCAA national championship, beating South Carolina 79-51. This is AP News. Pope Leo celebrated his first Easter Mass yesterday. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Pope Leo XIV celebrated his first Easter Mass with a call to lay down arms and seek peace in his blessing to the city and the world. Let us allow our hearts to be transformed by his immense love for us. Let those who have weapons lay them down. Let those who have the power to unleash wars choose peace, not a peace imposed by force, but through dialogue. The Pope said we're accustomed to violence and are becoming indifferent to the deaths of thousands of people and to the repercussions of hatred and division. I'm Donna Warder.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.